Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to this call this evening. My name is Tatiana Berende, and I wanted to start out this evening with just a little prayer. So I want to say thank you, Creator. Thank you for giving me breath on this day. Thank you for my beautiful daughter who reminds me every day what's important. Loving and smiling and laughing and being together and the importance of that. And I wanna just say thank you, Creator, for this beautiful life that you've given me, for this beautiful planet that I get to live on, and for all of the beauty that I'm surrounded by. I know there's a lot of fear right now on the planet, Creator, and I just ask you to go into the hearts of all those people who may have trouble there and just break open a little crack so that they can feel you, so that they can know you in that heart space, so that they can look up and also acknowledge the beauty that's around them too, so that we can all join our hearts together in a deeper way through you, Creator. This I pray, this I pray, this I pray. Aho. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's on the call tonight and everyone who's listening to this later. Again, my name is Tatiana Berende. I am a minister of walking prayer through CSS. I'm also a mother and a wife and a spiritual coach and an essential oil enthusiast. So I'm excited to share some of what I have learned and what I continue to learn about tonight with you on this call. I also have with me Margine. Do you want to say anything, Margine?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. My name is Margine, and I will be your driver today. When if you have a question, I will call your name and open your mic. Thank you, Tatiana.
Absolutely, yeah. So as we go through the call, there's going to be moments where we'll open it up for questions, and at that point in time, you can just press 1 on your keypad, and that will be like raising your hand, and Margine will see you, and she will call on you and open your mic so you can ask your question. Tonight, we're going to go over how to use essential oils to balance our emotions. This is much needed right now. There's a lot of turmoil and angst in our world at the moment, and I feel really blessed to have these oils as supports in this time. I'm actually, many of you know about what's happening at Standing Rock, and I'm going to be sending a bunch of oils to Standing Rock with a healer friend of mine this next week because I know how powerful they are in addressing emotional trauma, and there's a lot of that happening over there right now. And this call is focused on using the oils for emotional wellness and emotional stability. So I'm looking forward to sharing this information with you. I want to just say briefly a little note on the importance of purity. I went over this a lot in a lot of detail on the last call, so I'm not going to go too much in depth with it right now. But I just want to mention the seed-to-seal difference that really makes these specific oils that I'm talking about so potent and so pure. So tonight I'm going to be talking about several different blends that is made by a company called Young Living. And why I love this company is because of the level of purity and control that they put into their process. It's called the seed-to-seal process. All of their seeds are hand-selected from the healthiest, most vibrant plants. The cultivation is beyond organic methods, and these methods are used on all of Young Living's owned and partner farms throughout the world. Their distillation method is done using a proprietary method which is developed through years and years of research and dedication, and all of the farms have a distillery on site because we know that some of the plants need to be distilled right away. The timing of the harvest, the length and temperature of distillation, all of these factors go into what the end result is. And all of these factors change depending on which plant is being distilled. And this is really important to know because this is the only company that I have found in my research that takes this level of care and dedication. And the results are evident in the end product. next step in the process is testing. So all of the oils are in-house and third-party tested. A field won't be harvested unless a small batch test called a BRICS is done, and it indicates that the presence of all the therapeutic compounds that Young Living is looking for and requires in order to sell are present in that field. It will not be harvested unless that BRICS test comes back with all those compounds. And Young Living will not sell an oil if the testing results show that it doesn't contain all of those compounds, because Young Living is so committed to having oils that do what they say they're going to do and that can actually help and affect positive change in our bodies and in our minds and in our spirits. So sometimes we go out of stock on oils because our oils come from plants and they grow at different times. And if the field has all been harvested, they need to wait for it to grow to reach optimal quality again. So that is one of the ways that you know this is the real deal. And then the final process in the seed to seal process is seal. So all the oils are shipped directly from Young Living warehouses. If you want to learn more about this process, you can go to the seedtoseal.com, seedtoseal.com for more information. Specifically relevant to this call is the fact that the founder of Young Living, Gary Young, he is a master blender of essential oils. And he has created some phenomenal blends with the intention and with us in mind, with our healing and our well-being in mind. This is why he has created these blends that I'm going to share and talk to you about tonight. They are powerful. They are aptly named. So you'll notice that each blend has a specific name and it's used for that purpose. And they work. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why they work. You don't actually need to know how these oils work in order for them to work, but I think especially when we're talking about the emotions, knowing a little bit of the brain physiology is fun and it's really interesting. So the way that our heads are designed, the olfactory nerve, which is, goes through your nostrils and your nasal passages and in this olfactory bulb, and that is connected directly to what's called the limbic system of the brain. And part of this limbic system, the limbic system is where all of our emotions are stored, and a part of the limbic system that is particularly fascinating that I just want to touch on really briefly here is called the amygdala. The amygdala is an almond-shaped area, and it's pretty much right in the center of the brain, the bottom center of the brain. The amygdala gets imprinted from the time we are in our mother's womb with emotions and emotional trauma. So just think about that for a moment. From the time we're in our mother's womb, this part of our brain is being imprinted. That's like a stamp. The only way that the amygdala is stimulated to release old emotional patterns and programming is through the sense of smell. So this is why this is such a powerful, powerful technique and tool to have in your toolkit to work with yourself and with others. Because the sense of smell is the only way that these patterns can be released. This is why, it never ceases to amaze me how incredibly intelligently designed our systems are. The olfactory nerve ends right at the amygdala. The sense of smell is the only thing that can release these patterns. So when we experience a traumatic event or a trigger, it is permanently imprinted into the amygdala. And from there, it creates habitual reactions and patterns that then control our personal experiences. And talk therapy, as soothing as it can be in the moment, it can't touch the amygdala. There's actually a lot of therapists now that are starting to incorporate essential oils into their practices because they have found that essential oils go the extra mile where the talk therapy can't. when we use these oils, when we couple the inhalation of a scent with strong intention and affirmation, it can be an incredibly powerful way to use these tools. I'm going to discuss this in greater detail on our next call when we go over the spiritual aspects of the oils and how quantum physics influences our use of them. But I'll just give you a little taste of that right now. Using these oils with intention can make a huge, huge, huge difference. So before I move on to actually talking about the oils, does anybody have any questions about anything that I went over about the seed to seal process or the limbic system? If you have a question, just press 1 and Marjean will call on you. No? Okay, I'm going to keep going then. So I want to talk briefly about the emotional scale. I'm going to go over a bunch of different oils tonight, but I want to first mention that when you address emotional concerns using the oils, whether they're your emotional concerns or whether you're working with a client, I know there might be a number of people who work with clients, healers on this call, it's really important to remember that you can't just jump, and I'm sure this is not news to you if you're already someone who's working with clients, but if you're not, if you're just working with yourself, sometimes it's helpful to have the reminder, you can't go from like total shock, grief, and horror to joy and happiness in one jump. It doesn't work that way. We have an emotional scale. And so we have to go through those different emotional stages in order to get to those lighter, higher vibrational states. And there are oils that can guide us through every step of that process. So I'm going to talk about using the different oil blends. And they can absolutely be used in combination, but you want to use them one at a time. So if you're going to be using several different blends, you're not going to want to put all of those blends into a bottle together and mix them up and use it that way, because you're kind of muddling the intention that was put into the design of each blend. So when we use them in combination, we're going to layer them. So like if I might put one oil on my feet and then another oil over my heart and then another one I might directly inhale with my hands. And that's just, again, coming back to that place of intention. So there are three main ways that we use essential oils. We can use them through direct inhalation. A lot of these oils are very recommended to use this direct inhalation. And that's either done, you can diffuse them, you can put them in a diffuser so that they're in the air, or you can put a drop of oil in the palm of your hand, and then you rub your palms together, and you cup them over your face. And I like to suggest 3 deep breaths. When we're working with the emotions, even just breathing can help to settle certain emotions of, you know, shock and trauma. But when you add the essential oil into there, it makes it that much more powerful. All essential oils bring oxygen into the blood. They oxygenate the system. So when we're adding breath to that, it's just like giving all of our cells this incredible oxygenated bath. So there's diffusing, there's direct inhaling. The second way that we can use essential oils is by putting them on our skin topically. That can be done either through massage. There are points on the feet and on the ears. Points on the feet are called Vitaflex points. And maybe I will send Marjean a map of the Vitaflex points on the feet that she can send out after this call so that you can really see all of the different points that relate to the different organ systems of the body. So there's topically, and then some of the oils can be ingested. And I will go over that. Not a lot of the oils that we're going to go over tonight can be ingested. Usually it's more just the single oils. But there's a couple that I will touch on. So there's a, if you received the email that went out before this call, there's a number of oils, 6 to be exact, that I'm going to talk about that are in a collection that Young Living offers called the Feelings Collection. I highly recommend this. This is a wonderful place to start when you're working with oils for the emotions. The first oil I'm going to talk about is Harmony. Harmony is in the Feelings Collection. Harmony is a great oil to start with when you're doing an emotional process, either with yourself or with somebody else. When you put a drop of Harmony over each chakra, it helps to bring the body, mind, and spirit all into alignment with one another. And what that does is it creates a more receptive place to heal from. So when we're in alignment, we can then do the work in a different way. We have more of a capacity to do the work. And Harmony helps to bring that alignment in. So we can also, in addition to applying Harmony to the different chakra points, we can put it on the edges of the ears. We can put it on our wrists, on our neck, the back of the neck, and on our temples. Harmony is beneficial in reducing stress and amplifying well-being, and it's incredibly uplifting and elevating to the mind. So as you can see, working with emotional stuff, this is all good, juicy things that we want. I'm going to go over all of the ingredients in every single blend, and you're going to notice that there is a lot of crossover. So a lot of these blends actually have a lot of the same oils in them. I didn't plan for this call to go through the different properties of all of the oils that are in the blends, because that's a lot of information. But I do invite you, if you're one of those people who just loves to learn and wants to soak in as much information as possible, go ahead and look up the properties of the oils that you hear repeated a number of times, because there's going to be a few of them. So Harmony is an incredible blend. There's a lot of different oils in Harmony. And I'm just going to give you the list right now. So in Harmony, we have sandalwood, lavender, ylang-ylang, frankincense, orange, angelica, geranium, hyssop, Spanish sage, spruce, coriander, bergamot, it's a long list, right? Lemon, jasmine, Roman chamomile, palmarosa, and rose. That's a lot of oils. It's a powerful blend. A very powerful blend. And when I first started working with these oils, I had been working with them for about a year. And I was staying at my friend's parents' house, and they're healers, and they've been working with the oils for over 18 years. And they have a lot of knowledge about these oils and how to use them. And I had a dream while I was there. And in the dream, I was like half awake, half asleep, kind of state. And it was like I received information, and I was told that the oils, when they are blended, they become like a super being. So while these individual oils can be very powerful in and of themselves, when they're blended together, they become another entity. These are conscious. The care that Young Living puts into every step of the process means that the end result is the consciousness of the plants in a bottle. And when you combine those consciousnesses together into a blend, it creates this super consciousness. And this is what I was, all the information I was given in that dream. So, interesting stuff. Before I move on, does anyone have any questions about Harmony? How to use Harmony? Press 1 on your keypad if you have any questions. And I'm actually just going to invite you, if as I'm going through a question arises, just press 1 and Margine will let me know, and I will pause so that you can ask your question, because I really want to make sure that we're addressing those questions as they arise. Okay, so we've applied Harmony to just start this process of healing with the emotions, of addressing this emotional release. One of, no, hold on, because this is an aside, sort of. Yes, you can use these oils that I'm about to talk about after applying harmony. However, there might be certain situations where if you, for example, witness someone in a car accident or some sort of traumatic event happens right in front of your eyes, these oils that I'm just going to go over right now, they can be used immediately in that moment to help circumvent the trauma from imprinting in the amygdala. So to address emotional shock and trauma, Trauma Life, Rose, or Idaho Balsam Fir are three oils that are just phenomenal to have on hand, and I'll go through each one. Trauma Life, aptly named. Trauma Life combats stress and uproots the trauma that can cause insomnia, anger, restlessness, and a weakened immune response. So if you know somebody who has recently been in an accident, it doesn't have to be recent. That's the beautiful thing about these oils. I think it's wonderful if we can address these things right away when they happen, so we're not carrying them around and they don't manifest into these deeply troubling emotional states that can wreak havoc on the rest of our lives. But if we've been in those states for a long time and we've learned how to navigate them, these oils can still have an amazing effect even if we've been carrying around this trauma for our whole lives. That's the it's quite actually remarkable to witness and to see how effective they are. So Trauma Life can be directly inhaled. Also, in cases of immediate shock, you can put a drop or two right under the tongue. This bypasses the whole digestive system and the liver, and having it just gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. You can apply Trauma Life to the bottoms of the feet, to the chest, the forehead, the nape of the neck, right behind the ears. We have that sort of bony prominence right behind the ears. That's a great place to put oils. Also along the spine. There's a technique called the raindrop technique, and Trauma Life can be used in the raindrop technique or just with some of those same motions that are done in the raindrop technique. In Trauma Life, we have sandalwood, again, frankincense, again, valerian, spruce, again, Savannah, lavender again, geranium again, noticing a pattern, right? Helichrysum, citrus hystrix, excuse me, and rose again. Trauma Life is a beautiful oil. Unfortunately, right now it is out of stock because, one or two of those ingredients, we need to wait for them to grow to their fullest potential before we can have that oil back again. But it's just, I wanted to talk about it because it is such a good tool to have in your toolkit. If you're working with people or if you have kids or just, for your own life, we encounter traumatic events all the time. So Trauma Life. Rose oil is another one for addressing emotional shock and trauma. I used to work as a doula and studied midwifery for a long time. And rose, I'll give you a heads up. Rose is the most expensive oil that we have because it takes 5,000 pounds of rose petals to make 1 pound of rose essential oil. It is powerful. One drop is like putting like 3 bushes worth of rose petals on a person. So it's extremely concentrated. You need a very, very tiny bit. Rose is incredibly relaxing. So if someone's in a state of shock or trauma, it just can really help sort of like bring them down. It's also both physically and energetically helps to strengthen the heart. Rose can be inhaled. It can also be applied directly to the chakras. Or you could dilute it in a massage oil and massage a person with it, and that would really help to just bring a completely different energetic. It is the highest vibration flower that exists on the face of the earth. So rose is beautiful. And then the other oil that I'm going to talk about for just addressing shock and trauma right away is Idaho balsam fir, because it's one of the best known oils for reducing cortisol levels. So cortisol is a stress hormone, and stress, caffeine addiction, sugar addiction, anything that causes the adrenals to be overtaxed makes an increase of cortisol in the body. High levels of cortisol have been found in people with serious chronic illness and disease. So Gary Young was working with a lot of people, and every single person who came to him with some sort of chronic illness, with cancers, with all of these things, he would test their blood, and he found across the board every single person had extremely high levels of cortisol. Idaho balsam fir is so powerful because just through inhaling it, you can immediately drop cortisol levels 30 to 40%. So again, stress is the number one thing that causes cortisol levels to skyrocket. And if you can reduce that by 30 to 40% just by having someone inhale an oil, that is so powerful. So it's a really important tool to know about Idaho balsam fir. And that comes from the Idaho farm that Young Living has, where they still pull the trees out with draft horses. It's a really... One of these days I'll get up to winter harvest when my daughter is a little bit older. Okay, so before moving on, does anyone have any questions about the shock and trauma being addressed with oils? Okay, I am going to keep going. Once we've sort of overcome the initial shock and trauma of an experience and we start to move up the scale, we have a beautiful oil blend called Surrender. Surrender oil helps to surrender aggression and controlling attitude that is often a response to situations that seem outside of our control. This is what the ego and the mind want to find whatever they can to control, and oftentimes that leads to a lot of aggressive behavior. So surrender oil really helps us to surrender to that which is beyond our control. When we release our need to control, stress and tension are also released. So this is a really beautiful oil to be using, moving up the scale. Again, if you're going to be layering these oils, so you would want to start with Harmony and then maybe use a Trauma Life and then a Surrender. Sometimes, you know, if you're working with a client in one session, that's probably enough. I wouldn't necessarily suggest trying to take a client through this entire series that I'm going to give you here, or yourself really, in one session, because especially if there's deep-seated emotional stuff that someone has been sitting with for years and years and years, and maybe they're in their 40s or their 50s, and you're working on sexual abuse trauma from childhood, you know, it's going to be a lot. Yes, this stuff can be moved through much more quickly than we traditionally think with therapy when you're applying the oils. But even just that, like moving it quickly, can be a lot for somebody. So we want to be mindful of that and just really honor everyone's individual process and our own individual processes with these. You know, it might take a few times of working with an oil to really complete the process of surrender, complete the process of release, or, you know, whatever it is that we're moving through. Surrender can be, again, diffused or directly inhaled with that one drop in the palm of the hands. That is really powerful. It seems so simple, but it's really powerful. Surrender can also be applied to the forehead, like in the third eye area, the solar plexus. This is the will center. So when we're talking about surrendering control, solar plexus can be a really great place to put this oil. Also along the ear rim, on the chest, because the heart can also be a center where we close off, the nape of the neck, or any part of the body that feels like it needs surrendering. This oil can also be diluted and used for massage, so if there's any massage therapists on the phone, this can be a really great one if someone is having trouble just like letting go on your table. Let them surrender. So the oils that are in surrender are lavender, again. I think that's been in all three of the blends so far. Lemon, Roman chamomile, spruce, angelica, German chamomile, and mountain savory. One of my friends told me a story about Gary Young, and when he first started blending oils, he was working as a naturopathic doctor, and one of his favorite places to go is out in the middle of nowhere wilderness. He takes his horse out packing, you know, beyond where humans usually go, so he can really just be at one with nature and be at one with the Creator. And he would have clients coming to him, and he wouldn't necessarily know exactly what to do to help them, or he would know that he could do more. And so he would take the troubles of his clients into the wilderness, and he would go into meditation, and he would ask the Creator for help. He'd say, how do I help these people with this issue? And he would receive a smell, and he would go back into the lab until he found how to create that smell, what he needed to blend together to create that smell. So I really love that story about Gary Young, a very magical man. Okay, so once we've surrendered our need for control and we're moving up the emotional scale, anger is going to be a part of it. If someone's been in depression for a really long time, anger is actually a really healthy sign that they're on their way out of it. But we don't want to get stuck in anger, because then we get in this like anger depression cycle. So we get depressed, we get angry, people tell us we shouldn't be angry, we suppress our anger, we go back into depression, and some people stay in that cycle their whole lives. So while anger can be a very catalytic force, and it's a good sign that someone is moving forward if they've been really, really severely depressed, we do want to move it. And the oil blend that we use to move anger is called Release. It was specifically formulated to help release the toxic emotion of anger that gets stored in the liver. So in Chinese medicine, the liver is the organ of the body where we store that emotion. So you can put a few drops of Release over the liver, and that can be very, very helpful in the process of releasing anger. It helps to release oil also helps to open the subconscious mind through pineal stimulation, so that it can release deep-seated trauma. When used with intention, this oil can be a wonderful tool to facilitate the release of anything that is no longer serving you. So again, that it's called Release. And so when we bring this intention into, okay, I'm using this Release to let go of whatever it is. It doesn't have to just be anger. While that was the focus of the intention of the creation of this oil blend, it can used to be released, help to release a whole host of things. It is definitely one of the most powerful of the emotionally supporting blends, and this one is also found in the Feelings collection that I mentioned earlier on in the call. So Harmony and Release are both in there. Release can, in addition to being applied on the liver, it can also be diffused or directly inhaled. It can be applied anywhere on the body where trauma has occurred to help help the cells to release that trauma from the body. It can be put on the bottoms of the feet, or again, this is a great one that can be diluted and used in a massage. In Release oil, we have an olive oil carrier. We have ylang ylang oil, lavandin, which is actually a lavender hybrid, geranium, again, sandalwood, again, and blue tansy. Does anyone have any questions about the Release, anything that we've gone over so far? Okay. I'm going to take a sip of water. So, you know, we're talking about emotions. A lot of times the emotions that we are dealing with, we were imprinted with as children, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who have been abused as children. And when someone has been abused as a child, they can become completely disconnected from their inner child or really their identity. This causes a lot of confusion and a whole host of other problems that can come in when you're not fully connected. They're missing their foundation if we're not embracing our inner child and we don't have our inner child with us. Moving forward, we're missing a huge solid part of our foundation that can throw off. We're just off. Everything else in our life is going to be off, and a lot of times there's a lot of controlling that tries to happen to make it better, when really what needs to happen is addressing that inner child piece. So there's an oil blend called Inner Child. I love this blend. Again, this one is also in the Feelings Kit. So Harmony, Release, and Inner Child are in the Feelings Collection. Inner Child stimulates memory response and helps someone to connect with their sense of inner self and their sense of identity, which is, again, one of the first steps to achieving emotional balance, because otherwise we're going to be looking everywhere outside of ourselves for that sense of identity, and we really need to be identifying it from within. Inner Child helps to do that. This blend, this is the only blend that's directly suggested. So in the Dusk Reference, I was looking at the 6th edition of the Dusk Reference that is put out by a company called Life Science Publishers to put together the information for this call. So pretty much all of the information that I'm giving you comes from either me attending lectures or doing my own research, and a lot of the information about these specific oil blends is coming from that Dusk Reference from Life Science Publishers, the 6th edition. And also my own personal experience. Let's not take that off the table. I've done a lot of work with these oils in my own life and also with clients that I work with. But in the Dusk Reference, they suggest that this particular blend is diluted one part essential oil to one part carrier oil. A carrier oil can be an olive oil. Young Living makes a complex called V6, which is a blend of a bunch of different oils. You can use coconut oil. I like olive oil, or sesame oil can be a nice carrier oil too. Inner Child can also be diffused or inhaled directly or added to a bath. You can apply 1 to 2 drops on the edge of the ears, on the wrists, the neck, or the temples, or again, this is a great one to be diluted and used in a massage oil. One thing to note about this oil, there's a lot of citrus oils in this blend, which means that it could lead to possible sun sensitivity. So if you're going to be using this oil on yourself or massaging it all over a person's body, you don't want to do that like right before they go to the beach, because the chance of them burning is much higher if they're wearing citrus oils on their skin, or if you are wearing citrus oils on your skin, your chance of burning is much higher. The oils in this blend are orange, tangerine, ylang-ylang, jasmine, sandalwood, lemongrass, spruce, and neroli. Neroli is magical. And again, that one is also part of the Feelings Collection. The next oil I want to talk about, also part of the Feelings Collection, is called Forgiveness. This oil is one of my favorites. And right now, I just read an astrological update for this month that we're in, and forgiveness is the theme of this month, because there is a lot of hurt and anger going around in our collective field, and we need to be able to tap into a place of forgiveness to move some of this stuff. We cannot move forward if we are stuck in blame and negative emotions and feeling hurt. We will not be able to move forward as individuals or as a collective. If it was up to me, I would be like crop dusting the entire country with forgiveness oil right now, because we really need to be forgiving one another. So it helps to invoke a feeling of forgiveness of ourselves and of others. Oftentimes, you know, we think of forgiveness as forgiving other people, but sometimes it's really forgiving ourselves. So forgiveness also helps to bring a person into a higher awareness, because once you've allowed yourself to forgive, that vibration of forgiveness is a much higher frequency. I love to use this blend when I do the Ho'oponopono as a meditation. So if you're not familiar with the Ho'oponopono, the I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And this comes from ancient Hawaiian tradition. The way it was taught to me, they say that our pelvic bowl is like the center of our creation. It's the center of our energy. It's where we hold all of our energy. And this is also in Taoist understanding. It's like that bowl, the seat of our energetic center. And in the Hawaiian tradition, they say that bowl is when we're born, it's filled with light. And as we move through our life, we get these little pebbles or big pebbles that get put in the bowl depending on these different situations we have with people. And the pebbles are these feelings of anger, of hurt, of resentment, of blame. And the Ho'oponopono, that I'm sorry, thank you, please forgive me, I love you, that helps to empty the bowl so that it can once again be filled with light. And forgiveness oil, when you couple that with the Ho'oponopono, it brings that vibration in so much more smoothly and easily. And I just love this oil. When I first started with these oils, I hated the smell of forgiveness. I thought it smelled so horrible. And I was driving in my car one day, and I was having this huge, just emotional breakthrough, and I had my kit of oil sitting right next to me, and I just reached my hand over and grabbed the first oil that my hand went to, and it was forgiveness, this oil that I had detested the smell of for months, didn't want to have anything to do with it, didn't want to go near it. And in that moment, when I was just having this breakthrough, I was having this release, right, the oil smelled like candy. It smelled like the best thing in the world. And I poured it all over my chest, and I was crying a bit. It was just, and within minutes, I had just come to a real state of peace, because I was able to forgive myself for what I was moving through. And so I love this blend. It can be diffused. It can be directly inhaled. Applied behind the ears, again on that bony prominence, on the wrists, the neck and temples, the navel. Especially as women, we hold a lot in our uterine center, so forgiving ourselves for anything that's happened in that area, it can be huge. Solar plexus, heart. The heart is one of my favorite places to use it. And again, this is one that can be diluted for a full body massage. In forgiveness, we have a sesame seed oil carrier. We have Melissa oil is the first oil. Melissa is phenomenal. It's the second most expensive oil that we have. But it's for a reason. So there's Melissa, geranium again, frankincense again, sandalwood again, coriander, angelica, again, lavender again, bergamot, lemon, ylang ylang, jasmine, helichrysum, Roman chamomile, palmarosa, and rose. I didn't say it again after all of those because you were getting the gist, right? There's a lot of repeat oils in some of these blends, and yet they're all slightly different. I'm going to talk about Melissa just really briefly, the first oil in forgiveness, because Melissa, the plant, if you do not speak nicely to her, if when you are out harvesting Melissa oil, you are in a negative state of thought, of thinking, or of in your heart, not feeling open in your heart space, you're not in a space of love in harvesting this oil and in planting and working with this oil, it won't produce essential oil when you work with this plant if you're in a negative state of being. So that's part of why it's so expensive too, because it takes a tremendous amount of plant material to create this oil, but also it takes a tremendous amount of consciousness to be in the right state of mind for it to produce enough oil, which I just find fascinating. Again, we're working with consciousness here. This is not just plant juice. This is consciousness. So any questions about any of that before I move on? No. Okay. Great. Trucking along. We're doing good here, guys. We're doing good. We're going to end early tonight, is my guess, unless we start hearing some of your lovely voices chiming in. So the next oil that I'm going to go over after we've done this harmony, trauma, life, surrendering, releasing, forgiving, the next oil is acceptance. This also helps us to let go of our feelings of being hurt, which can be coupled with that forgiveness. But it then stimulates the mind, which can compel us to open and accept new things, people, or relationships into our lives, which then helps us to reach a higher potential. Acceptance oil can help to overcome procrastination and denial. Great things to overcome. One of my favorite places, so acceptance can be diffused again, inhaled directly, added to a bath. One of my favorite places to put acceptance oil is actually on my forearms, as though, and when I do that, I just imagine that I am, it's like putting out my arms to receive a gift, right? I'm in that receptive place. I'm accepting. It can also be applied over the heart and thymus, which is a gland that's right under the sternum, sort of more towards the heart and under the sternum. It can be applied on the wrists, behind the ears again, on the neck and the temples. In acceptance oil, so acceptance is in an almond oil carrier. So if you have a nut allergy, you need to know that this is actually not a blend that you can use. And if you're working with a client, you need to let them know that if they have a nut allergy, they need to tell you, because this is not an oil to use with them because it has an almond oil carrier. But the essential oils that are in acceptance are coriander, geranium, bergamot, frankincense, sandalwood, blue tansy, neroli, and ylang ylang. So I talked about, you know, if you're working with people in sessions, how you might just want to take this in stages. Or even just working with yourself, we want to be gentle with ourselves and with others. And when we're doing all of this releasing and letting go, oftentimes fear can set in, because when we've become so established in certain emotional patternings, we become identified with them. And as we start to release them, we can feel like we're releasing our identity. And the ego doesn't like that, and so fear can set in. When this happens, the essential oil blend Valor is crucial. Valor is also part of the Feelings Collection. Valor is a beautiful, 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 beautiful oil. It helps to instill feelings of confidence, groundedness, and security. It's a very, very grounding oil. It also helps to correct physical alignment and helps to realign the electrical systems in the body. It can be diffused, inhaled, or added to a bath. One of my favorite things to do with Valor, though, is called a Valor balance. So there's two ways to do a Valor balance. You can either put a couple of drops of Valor on each hand and then connect your hand to the opposite foot. So if I have three drops of Valor in my left hand, I'm going to put my left hand touching the bottom of my right foot. And then I'm going to put my right hand with three drops of Valor in it, touching the bottom of my left foot. And I'm going to just hold that in place for a couple of minutes and close my eyes while I do it. If that is not a comfortable physical position for you, because you can't comfortably sit on the floor and hold your feet that way, or if you're in a place where it's not convenient to take off your shoes and socks, you can apply 3 to 4 drops of Valor on your wrists and hold your wrists together to one another. And just close your eyes and take a moment to go in. And what I've found when I do that with Valor is that I can actually feel this like grounding and centering happen and feel those electrical currents realigning in my body quite fascinating. Valor's the first oil blend that is used in something that I practice called a raindrop technique. And it's amazing to feel it in clients also when I do the hold on their feet. So I'm holding, you know, their opposite hand with opposite foot with my opposite hand, and holding both of their feet at the same time. I can feel their system click into place, and it makes the realigning that the intention of the raindrop technique is to realign the physical structure in the body. And it just makes that so much easier when their energetics are aligned first. So Valor's awesome for that. It can also be applied to the chest. Sometimes we need courage. You know, the root of the word courage comes from the Latin word for heart. So applying Valor over the heart can be great if someone's having a lot of fear come in. It can also be applied to the base of the neck, like I said, the bottoms of the feet, or along the spine. Like in the raindrop technique, we start with Valor on the feet, and then we end with Valor on the spine. It can also be diluted for massage as well. It comes in a coconut oil carrier, a fractionated coconut oil. And the essential oils that are in Valor, there's only four of them. This is such a powerful blend. It only has four oils in it. Spruce, rosewood, blue tansy, and frankincense. It's a powerhouse, though. And also, it's part of the feelings kit. So the next oil that I want to talk about, also in the feelings kit, I think, yeah, this is the last one in the feelings kit. So just to go over, the feelings kit is harmony, release, inner child, forgiveness, valor, and then this one I'm going to go over right now called present time. Present time is a great oil because when we get energetically stuck in the past, as many of us do, we cannot move forward, which means that we cannot create. Right now, we're looking collectively, a lot of people are afraid because they're looking backwards. They're looking at what happened before, and they're so afraid that that's what's going to happen again. Instead of grounding into present moment and seeing what it is we want to create and how we want to move forward from here. We cannot do that if we're looking backwards. So present time is an incredible oil blend that helps us to bring us more into the present moment. And it really, really does that. Also, when we get stuck in the past and we live with regret, disease can then develop in the body. So being present, being in the present moment is really our key to being able to move forward, again, individually and collectively. Present time is a beautiful oil to put in the diffuser or inhale directly with from the palms of your hands. It can be applied to the sternum and thymus area, the neck, and my favorite place to put it is right on my third eye on the forehead. I like to use it in meditation or any time I just feel like I need some help getting a little more present because I feel myself spinning out. Present time is a really, really beautiful oil. So anytime we're sort of coming to a place of wanting to consciously create, we can use present time to help us just ground and center here and now and then move forward. I used to lead a group where a bunch of us would come together and we would take one oil every week and we would go into meditation with it. So we would inhale it deeply, we would apply it to different parts, wherever we felt called to apply it on our body. And then we would go into meditation and we would share all of the images or information we received or just how it made us feel. And present time was really one where it was funny because we all came back and we were like, yeah, that just really brought us super present. Like there wasn't much going on with present time. It was just like here. And it was like you could look out on the horizon from here. And that was the feeling around present time. It's a really beautiful oil. It smells phenomenal. In this oil, so this is in an almond oil carrier. So for those of you with nut allergies or for your clients with nut allergies, this is a no-go to be applying to your skin. I don't know how that works with smells. a good question. But so in present time, we have neroli, we have spruce, and ylang ylang. Three oils, such a beautiful blend. And this is the last one in the feelings kit. I have two more oils left. Before I continue, does anybody have any questions? Again, press 1 on your keypad if you would like to ask a question about anything that we've gone over thus far. Margine, you'll let me know if anyone raises their hand.
Absolutely. Margine.
Yeah?
Absolutely, but no, nobody.
No one. We've got a quiet group tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, taking it in. Like I said,
yes. Oh, sorry. I have a question from Darlene. Darlene, your mic is open. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We are recording this, right?
Yes.
That's my question. This is amazing. Thank you. Keep going.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Darlene. Okay, so like I said, I have two more oils that I'm going to go over tonight. And we are going to end early because I left a bunch of space for questions. So this next oil that I'm going to talk about is a very special oil to me. It was one of the first oils that I started to use when I started to use these oils. I didn't say at the beginning, me coming to these oils, or these oils finding me, really, I found my medicines when I found these oils. They brought me into an alignment and a vibration that I had not really known up until that point in my adult life. And this oil blend called Joy was hugely integral to that process. When I started out with these oils, I was just about 2 years postpartum, not quite, almost 2 years postpartum. And I was in an emotional hole that I didn't even realize I was in. That it was just like everything in my life had this flat layer, to the point where I didn't notice contrast. I didn't know that everything was so flat, because I didn't experience what was on the other side of that until I started using this joy oil. I put it over my heart every day, and after 1 week of putting this oil on my heart every day, I had climbed out of that emotional hole, and I was looking behind me. I was like, oh my God, I was just in a hole. I didn't even know I was in a hole. I didn't even know I was in a hole. And I totally have this oil to credit for it. So when I speak about this oil, it's just with such reverence and gratitude for this blend called Joy. I just like want to cry thinking about it. It was just so, I can't imagine where I would be right now if I didn't have these tools. So Joy produces a magnetic energy that brings joy to the heart, mind, and soul. But it also, you know, I was talking about this emotional range that we have. And Joy has a really, really big range as an oil blend in and of itself, in that, it, you know, on the high end of the scale, it can help inspire feelings of romance and help us feel really juicy in that way. But, like, for me, it also helps to overcome deep-seated grief and depression. And that's a really powerful tool. I've also used this oil with people who are grieving. So I had, you know, a friend whose mother died, and I gave her this little bottle of Joy oil, and I told her, I was like, just put it over your heart. And she remarked to me how much that oil really, really helped her in her deep grieving process. I've also used it in a client with a client who was in the midst of a serious trauma response as a way of interrupting the patterning. And what was really powerful with this particular client is, so she went into this trauma response. This client had serious, serious abuse issues in her past. Like, I can't even comprehend the level of abuse that this woman went through, both psychologically, sexually, physically, spiritually. I mean, like, it was through a religious context, so her connection to source was kind of screwy because of that. I was in a session with her, and she went into a total trauma shutdown response. Like, her eyes just glazed over. She was not with us at all. And I didn't have that many oils with me, but I did have joy, because I always have joy on me. And I put it on her heart, and I just held. So I put a couple of drops on my fingers. I put that over her heart, and then I just held my fingers under her nose so that she could smell it. And she just came right back out of it, and she started to cry a little bit, but she was present. She was with us. And the amazing thing about that is that she has not gone into that level of trauma response since then. And I find that just totally amazing and completely fascinating. So joy is just a really great oil to have. Joy can also be placed in the diffuser. It's beautiful in the diffuser, especially for postpartum mamas, or, you know, if you're wanting that romantic situation. It can be directly inhaled. It can be diluted. It says that some really great places to use joy are on the lower back, the abdomen, and on the heart and brain Vitaflex points on the feet. So again, I'm going to send a chart to Margine that has the Vitaflex points, but the brain Vitaflex points is on the big toe, so it's like right in the middle of the big toe. And then the heart point is on the middle of the left foot, so it's kind of, you know, your foot has, you have the heel, you have the arch, and then you have that top pad of the feet where your toes come out of. And the sort of the bottom middle of that top pad of the feet is the heart point. And those are points that it is suggested to use this oil on. Again, I mentioned earlier that as women, we can carry a lot of grief in our womb areas, and so this is a wonderful oil to use there as well. I mentioned that I applied it to the heart. I wore it, this oil, over my, I put it on my heart every single day for a year and a half. And I don't do it daily anymore, but I still will regularly put it over my heart. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And Wayne Dyer used this oil every night before going to bed, because he said that he wanted to take the vibration of joy into his sleep with him, so that he could wake with that the next day. We can also put it over the thymus, super protective there, on our temples and wrists. So I bet you all want to know what's in it now. Joy oil contains bergamot, ylang-ylang, geranium, lemon, coriander, tangerine, jasmine, Roman chamomile, palmarosa, and rose. Okay, so the last oil blend that I want to talk about this evening is called Transformation. This is it's a surprising blend because it has peppermint in it, so it kind of like wakes you up a little bit. But this blend is so beautiful because it empowers and upholds the changes you wish to make in your belief system. So once we've done all of this clearing out of all of this stuck energy and all of these, you know, traumatic emotions and things that we're just carrying, holding on to, ready to let go of, clearing, we want to call in something different, because nature abhors a vacuum. So if we don't intentionally call in something different, we're just going to call in more of the same. And transformation can help us to change our belief system so that we can believe that we are worthy of calling in something different. Positive and uplifting beliefs are foundational for the transformation of behavior. And this blend helps us to support our moving from these stored emotions of grief and anger and to replace them with more empowering emotions like joy and hope and courage. Now, I said before that when we've been stuck in emotional patterning for a long time, we can get identified with those emotions. And it can be really hard to let go of them because we are so identified with them. And we don't know then what's on the other side of that. And I love to use this blend with intention with my clients to help them call in and create what it is they want to add in there after this. You know, how do you want to feel? What if you could have anything, what would it be? What would your life look like? What are the feelings that you would move through your life be? And transformation helps to facilitate that process. It is most effectively used in the diffuser, which is interesting. So it's different from a lot of the other oils I'll use topically. I use transformation topically as well, but in the diffuser or inhale directly is where it is most powerful, because it's kind of just like subtly working on the whole environment that we're in. And it's so infusing our entire space with the energy of transformation. Oftentimes, if I'm working with a client and they're moving through some stuff, like we've done some sessions and we've worked with some oils and I do spiritual counseling work with people. So we go really, really deep, because if you haven't cleared out the stuck stuff, you can't move forward, as I've said like a million times tonight. So if we've done a lot of really good work in a session, what I'll often suggest is to put transformation in the diffuser at night when they're sleeping to help just sort of subtly reprogram those belief systems. We've done the cleaning out and let the transformation do the work on you at night. It can also be applied topically on appropriate Vitaflex points. So if there's a certain part of the body where energy got stuck, you can use the Vitaflex points for that. In transformation, we have lemon, peppermint, clary sage, sandalwood, Idaho blue spruce, which is it's like the masculine version of the highest vibrational oil. So we have rose is the highest vibrational flower. Idaho blue spruce is the highest vibration tree. And they do this really beautiful thing together. But so lemon, peppermint, clary sage, sandalwood, Idaho blue spruce, sacred frankincense, which is different than regular frankincense. Sacred frankincense is believed to be the exact strain of frankincense that was brought to the Christ child through research that was done on remnants left in different pits from that time period. Cardamom, Palo Santo, and Ocotea. Ocotea is in this, related to cinnamon. So this blend transformation is also part of another collection that I didn't talk about tonight because I didn't want to overwhelm with too many oils, and it's also out of stock right now. The Feelings Collection is in stock, so you can actually go and get some of these oils right away and start working with them in your own life. But the transformation is in this amazing collection called the Freedom Sleep and Release Kit. Gary Young developed this kit. There's some blends that only exist in that kit. You can't get them outside of the kit. And there's also a couple of, no, I think it's all blends actually in those kits. But he developed those blends through his work with war veterans and figuring out what they most needed dealing with the aftermath of having been in war and realizing that sleep was a real problem when dealing with all of the memories and the trauma that would come up. So the Freedom Sleep and Release Kit, keep your eye on that for when it does come back in stock. If you are someone who has some serious trauma in your past or you work with people who do, that there's a whole protocol that comes with that kit of how to use it. Very, very powerful. Any more questions at all? A little quiet mice tonight. If you want to order any of these oils, you do need to create an account with Young Living. It's very simple, just like creating an account on Amazon. And you can do it, there's a link on the CSS website. So if you go under events and then Essential Oils Teleseminar, if you scroll down kind of halfway down the page, you'll find a link to the Young Living website. It says order your premium starter kit here or something, because that was from the first call where we were going over all the oils in that kit. There's also on that, like right underneath, there's the specific number that's been assigned to CSS, enroller ID, sponsor ID. So when you use that link and you order your oils this way, the beautiful thing about this is that CSS gets a significant percentage of every purchase you make through Young Living. As long as you have an account with Young Living, CSS will receive benefit from that. So it's a beautiful way that we can bless back our community while also, you know, using these tools to bless and empower ourselves and the people that we work with. There's two different kinds of accounts that you can create through Young Living. There's a wholesale account and a retail account. I generally recommend people create a wholesale account because you not only do you get reduced rate, you get like 24% off the retail price of anything that you purchase through Young Living. You also have access to the Essential Rewards program, which is it's an optional program that Young Living offers, but only wholesale members have access to it, and it affords tremendous benefits. Every month I get hundreds of dollars worth of free oils through this program. I actually, all of the oils that I'm sending to Standing Rock, I didn't have to pay for any of them because I've been on Essential Rewards long enough that I now get 25% back of everything that I spend for my own personal usage, for my own family. I get 25% back of that order in points that I can redeem for oils. So I spent literally, and then I also had an account credit with Young Living, so I didn't even have to pay for shipping. I ordered $250 worth of oils, and I didn't have to pay a cent for them, and that's all going to Standing Rock. So that's a beautiful thing that Young Living offers only to wholesale members. The only requirement for wholesale membership is a one-time purchase of one of their starter kits, and there's several different ones. So you can either, if you were on the first call and you heard about some of the oils in the premium kit and you were really jazzed up about them, you can order that kit. It's a phenomenal place to start incorporating these medicines and these tools into your daily life. And you get a diffuser with that kit. It's a really, really great deal. I think you get like $350 worth of stuff for $160. They also have a basic kit. This is a basic membership requirement for wholesale membership. It's a $45 kit. And if, say, you were really just interested in the Feelings collection from tonight, what I would recommend from an economic standpoint is that you go in and you get a basic kit and the Feelings collection, because then you will get that kit at a significantly reduced rate. You can create a retail account. That is super simple. It's just like placing an order anywhere else. But you do have to pay full price, and these oils are not cheap, but they are so worth it, let me tell you. They are so worth it. They have changed my life and the lives of countless other people, like forever, hands down, forever and ever, amen. If you have any questions about that process, if you have any questions that come up about anything that we went over on the call, that link, the under the events Essential Oils teleseminar page on the CSS website, there's also my email there, and so you feel free to reach out to me at any time. I can walk you through the process of ordering your oils if any questions come up for you. We do have another call. There's one more call. This is a three-part series. So this is number two. We have one more call on the spiritual frequencies of essential oils. That's going to be a super fun call. Oh, my God, that's going to be such a fun call. It's like super high vibration oils and quantum physics and just how magical the molecularness of the design of oils and the design of our bodies and the magic in the creation of all of these things is. We're going to go over that in the next call. That call is going to be on the 6th of December at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern time. So I hope to see all of you on that call as well, because it's going to be so fun and so high-flying. So before we end tonight, Margene, did you have anything else that you wanted to say, or does anyone have any final questions?
Da-da. Am I loud?
Darlene, enter. Ask a question.
Okay.
Well, actually, I just wanted to say once again, thank you, Tatiana, for this three installment of so much, oh my gosh, so much information. I've been, my name's Darlene Hunter, and I'm the executive director of the Center for Sacred Studies and facilitate groups and things like that up there and teachings. And we just completed a silent retreat that we, Marcine was there, and that we had right, you know, right after the election. It's like Mom created just the perfect time for us to get together and really work our energy around what's going on in our country at the moment in the world. And one of the things that we do offer, and I brought, I'm a newbie in the essential oil field, but we bring and work with and have available the essential oils for each of those that have chosen to take this silent retreat. And it is so amazing. You know, you've been talking about your history of working with people and what this does. I'm so fascinated by how certain emotions are only can only be cleared and tended to by the scent of smell. So I want to do some more research. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. I can attest that it is, it's wonderful working with the oils. It's, you know, I'm collecting more and more, and I'm so grateful that you had this idea to put CSS out as a Young Living representative as well, and so that people can have access to that, and that it's such a win-win-win-win for the planet, for the people, for, you know, the organization itself, for the knowledge that it sends out, for CSS, for you, for us. It's just beautiful. So thank you. Your knowledge is impressive, and you know, it just gets me more and more inspired to learn more and get them out more and try them out more. So thank you so much, Tatiana, for bringing this passion to all of us.
Absolutely, and thank you. And I just want to piggyback on that by saying, you know, we vote with our dollars. And I was talking with a really, really sweet friend of mine, who was, he just come to the conclusion that the most important thing to him is supporting companies that have a triple bottom line, which means that they take into account not just the economic viability of what they're going to do, but how it impacts the social infrastructure that they're working in, how it impacts the people that are working for them, working with them, and how it impacts the environment. And I can say so clearly from the bottom of my heart that this company has a triple bottom line, and it is so rare to find a company that does. And I just feel so blessed to be partnered with that, and that you at CSS were also, you know, seeing that vision and wanting to align with that as well. Because I think that the more that we speak to these business people with our dollars, the more they have to listen. And empowering people financially is another incredible thing that Young Living offers, and that's a beautiful, beautiful misunderstood and underrepresented power that we have with our dollar bills. So,
wonderful.
So thank you, and thank you to everyone who was on this call and listening tonight. I hope that this was valuable information for you. I hope that you take this and you make a difference in your life and in someone else's life. Because if all it takes is a drop of oil to change a pattern that we've been working for a lifetime, I'll take it, you know. And you know, it might take a few more than one drop if it's been a lifetime of working. But there's also been some amazing stories of all it takes is one. So with that, I will leave you tonight. I hope that you all have peaceful dreams, that you find some rest in your hearts, and that we can remember that that power in our heart is really the most beautiful, blessed power that we have, and that we lead with that in this world. And we get to create more and more of it and just let it ripple out and ripple out and ripple out. So that's my prayer for you all tonight. Hope that you have a wonderful evening. A whole many blessings. Good night.
Aho. good night. Oh. Yay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.